Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
What do you think of this letter? I've been working on it all morning, but I think it's more or less ready to send now.
Well, the first paragraph is too long, and there are a few typing mistakes. I'd change those things, but otherwise, it looks good.
I didn't even notice those mistakes. I like your idea to break up that paragraph.
Number 41. What are they doing? Number 42. What is the woman's opinion? Number 43. How does the man feel about her suggestions? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
How do I know the facts went through? I'm not sure if I did it right or not, and I really need this fax to go through.
Well, it usually prints out a confirmation sheet, but it's not working properly at the moment, so you'll have to look at this display here.
There's a green light. What does that mean?
It means it went through just fine.
Number 44. What are they discussing? Number 45. What does the machine normally do? Number 46. What does the green light mean? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
When you finish that report, here are all the files for the next one we need to complete by tomorrow evening.
I'm not even halfway through this first one. Can't you extend the deadline? I've got a headache, and I've hardly slept all week.
I'll see what I can do, but in the meantime, take some aspirin and keep working.
Number 47. What is the woman's problem? Number 48. What does the woman want? Number 49. What does the man imply? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a box of 50 of these blue pens with the very fine point, but I can't find them. They're usually on the top shelf near the envelopes.
We may be out of stock, but I can order some for you if you like. It shouldn't take more than 3 days.
Sure. Can you have them delivered to my office, too?
Number 50. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 51. Why can't the man find the pens? Number 52. What will the woman do? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Listen, Evans is doing a fantastic job with the price account. We should consider giving him a raise or bonus or something, shouldn't we?
He has proven to be quite an asset. Price used to be such a problem, but Evans has really smoothed out the bumps.
Right. Then we'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Number 53. What are they discussing? Number 54. What has Evans done? Number 55. What action would the man like to take? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I think the overall tone of the report is good, but I've marked your mistakes and made other corrections.
I'm sorry. I did it in rather a hurry.
Next time, don't let yourself be distracted by deadlines. Concentrate and take the time you need to do a good job.
I'll try, but I get so stressed out by deadlines.
Number 56. What is the woman doing? Number 57. How can the man improve his work? Number 58. Why did the man make mistakes? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Janet told me you quit your job. I thought you were really happy there. What happened?
I loved it, but I didn't like living in a big city. So I'm moving to a small town in the eastern part of the state.
Wow, that's a lot of change at once.
Yeah, but it feels like the right thing to do.
Number 59. What has the man done? Number 60. Why is the woman surprised? Number 61. Where is the man going? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Madam, let me show you our latest office equipment. You can sign up for our special trial offer on these home copy machines.
What do I need to do?
It's simple. Give us your credit card number and you can take a machine for 30 days. If you aren't happy with it, you can return it, or you can keep it, and we'll charge it to your credit card.
Number 62. Which of the following is most likely to be the man's job? Number 63. What must the woman do to buy equipment here? Number 64. What can the woman do if she doesn't like the machine? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
The maintenance division has incurred some pretty high expenses in the last quarter.
Apparently, a lot of machines are breaking down due to age. We're constantly having to call in the mechanics.
Let's consider upgrading our equipment rather than putting out so much for repairs.
Well, let's look at our options first to see what is most cost-effective.
Number 65. Why were maintenance costs high last quarter? Number 66. What does the woman suggest? Number 67. What does the man suggest? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I never realized you were so quick with numbers until yesterday's meeting. I was very impressed.
Thank you. I really like working with numbers. I probably should have been an accountant.
I'd be happy to give you some practice. Would you like to help with some of the bookkeeping?
Well, if you're sure that no one would mind.
Number 68. Which subject is the woman talented in? Number 69. Which of the following occupations would the woman have been good at? Number 70. What does the woman's response imply? Go on to the next page.